Healing the soul, this is Aratima. Let's talk about how true healing happens, or maybe we can say, how can we heal ourselves better, or if we are healers, how can we heal others better? Now, most of the times, you know, we get some good results. Let's say you heal yourself, you know, you get through your patterns and you just remove an issue, a disease, or you feel better. Or if you're a healer for others, you know, you get some good results. But then sometimes it doesn't work. And then you wonder, what is it that needs to improve? Why am I not really getting the results? Why am I not healing? And let's have a look at what, for example, the problems are. Now, before we look at the reasons why healing doesn't happen, let's have a look at the soul itself. And because it's a foundation of understanding how healing happens, the soul is made out of patterns, you could say, of light. It's very unique to you, like your fingerprint. And this unique configuration is not perfect in the sense the way Source God created you. There will be some aberrations to this soul that you are. There will be extra shadow there, or patterns, or certain kinds of bubbles and things, you know, that we can see with the third eye, with our inner eye, that tell us that there's something there that needs to be offered up to Source. Let's say you have accumulated through ego, we accumulate certain patterns. And let's say it's an emotional pattern or something that you do that is a habit, any of the emotions, sadness, anger, grief, jealousy, etc. Some pattern, overeating, or maybe it's physically manifested as some kind of thing that we can name. So what we know is that understanding disease is that the energy, the prana, isn't flowing properly. And it's not flowing properly because there's a congestion. There's something there. There's a thing there, an accumulation of something. We call it a program now. And we can actually visually see it when we look at it on the soul level. Now, when we do heal, we are often using light or bringing in the light of God from the angelic realm, which is the spiritual realm, or also called the Devic realm, the divine level. And then we bring light through. But if we understand that the soul is this interface and the Creator's light and intelligence wants to flow right through this interface and affect the physical form, make it perfect, be like completely connected, like spirit and matter, everything is connected. The soul is like the heart, the center, the sense of self, the individual. Then we, of course, can't hijack the energies that are flowing through, reflect on them, which is what mind does, create ego, and then claim a separate identity, a separate existence from Creator. And then suffering, of course, happens. And then the energy, the prana, congests and brings up these patterns on the soul level that then will act out on the physical and cause distortions and all kinds of problems. So we have to, as a healer and healing ourselves, we have to have that utter vision yoked into God, into the Creator itself. I often call it just being in the core. Really, it is to bring that yoking into the Source itself so that the separation of the body and the individual human consciousness with that which created it stops being two things. There's a split there, and this is because we see it through our human identification to the mind. We're seeing the split. But all spiritual practice and all enlightenment work is to actually erase that split. And the easiest is to constantly turn the gaze towards the Creator, towards the light itself, the original primordial light, if we think of God being the light. God has many, many qualities, as we know, peace, love, strength, greatness, and, you know, everything, mercy. So these are all the qualities, and that is another discussion also, that these qualities that we as humans often lack, or they're not as perfected, that we perfect them, and we basically turn our gaze towards the source of all these qualities, which is all these qualities, and then become like that source, become like the Creator, become these qualities, We can contemplate on mercy. We can contemplate on light. We can contemplate love. And how do we do this? How does this feel in the body? There's, of course, these many ways of approaching it, and the psychological way of understanding certain what we call dense, vulgar human patterns, that we basically eradicate them and beautify them. That's sort of a very easy to understand. There's more esoteric practices of chanting, of breathing, all the things that we do that basically expand the darkness and the contractions of these crystallized frozen energies inside of us, and then they expand, and then we beautify naturally because we create room, we empty ourselves, we give it back to the Creator. This energy flows back, goes back to the core, goes back to Creator. And then the real energy can come in, which is fresh and new, because God, Creator, is not a concept, a form, a thing, as our English language indicates, or third paradigm thinking offers us this thing of God. It's rather something that is a verb. It's a godding or sourcing. It is a organic, for the mind, very chaotic, nonsensical, living, breathing existence itself, eternal, infinite. We don't understand it, but is ecstatic and blissful and passionate. And it is great healing if we trust that more and more, and we throw ourselves more and more into that field instead of holding on to the railing and just, you know, hoping that security and safety of the mind's understanding of security and safety is the way to live, but it is really the prison that causes us to suffer. So the healing of the soul, the true healing of the soul, is really the path to enlightenment. We illumine, we beautify, we remove and give back, surrender, let go back to source, all that we held on to, that we were taught, that we held on to, and we allow ourselves to become a container and receiving and bringing forth, manifesting, expressing that truth that we call Source, God, etc. So in order to heal ourselves or heal others, we need to cultivate that faith and that connection, that yoking, that yoga, which we do in meditation and so forth. But it has to really involve the heart. We have to care. We have to care about ourselves. We have to love ourselves, which means is not to contract and judge, and to look with great neutrality and strength into our own face and the patterns we have. Be able to feel them, not to be overwhelmed by them. So neutrality and grounded in neutrality into the center of the mind, and being able to meet the storm of patterns, the movement and the waves of the mind that can become bigger and bigger and stronger as a paramount practice. And the understanding here that is being transmitted is that the healing happens in the soul, and the mind is just a reflection of what goes on in the soul. So it's not really the mind, but it is how the soul, how we use the mind. And the less we basically make our home in the mind, but more in our soul, and allowing our soul to be as is, because everything is Creator, everything is God. So instead of slicing off certain parts and hiding them away under the carpet or denying them, to allow everything to exist, because it is that crazy, insane, to the mind insane, existence of the divine that makes no sense to the mind when we look at it through the mind. But when we look at it directly, when we look at life directly with the eyes of the soul, then we are seeing the love and the bliss and the true reality of life itself. And judgment naturally falls away. So we heal by removing judgment, by moving into the core, moving into direct relationship with God, Source, and know that everything is Source matter. There's nothing that isn't. There can be absence, and then we can make up stories and dreams in it. What we call evil, we can create and make things up, but we can also redirect our gaze and look at what we truly love, which is more important. It's more important to move towards our attention towards where we're going instead of where we don't want to be. So true healing is really enlightenment, and it is finding what's going on in the soul through feeling and also with some practice through seeing the patterns in ourselves and then being with that and letting that sort of dissolve and offer up. So I wish you liberation from the habit of creating patterns, and may your soul completely heal and rejoin, become one with the Creator, the Source of all there is. Thank you.